This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because mm-hmm. they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's hour one on this Tuesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Got a busy show coming up. A little bit later on, Deion Sanders will stop by. Tim Hasselbeck, mothership analyst, will look back on what happened last night. Chargers handled the Jets. That was not a good game for either team, really. I looked at the Chargers. They had their moments, and they took advantage of them. As for the Jets, that anemic offense, I mean, they're scoring a touchdown. Their offense is scoring a touchdown a game. That's the average for them. A little more than that. The Giants, they're around the same average there. I think one has 8 touchdowns. The other has 9 offensive touchdowns. But the Chargers got the win. And I started to look ahead with the Chargers. They're 4-4. I don't know if they're a, wow, 4-4, or they're a 4-4. But they're healthy, and that's usually a problem for the Chargers. They host Detroit at Green Bay, host Baltimore at New England, host Denver at the Raiders. All right, at least you're hosting Baltimore and Detroit. So you might have a shot with one, if not both, at New England, at Green Bay, hosting Denver, and at the Raiders. All right, you could see maybe a playoff picture there for the Chargers coming up, but they've been kind of quiet. Justin Herbert didn't look great last night, but the defense looked really good last night. Or I should say the Jets' offensive line looked terrible last night. And yes, Zach Wilson will be the scapegoat. He's not the solution, but I don't think he's the problem. I think they got other issues there. And if I'm Aaron Rodgers warming up before the game, I don't know if I'm ready to get right back behind that offensive line. You might go, can we do anything in the meantime here while I'm rehabbing? Help me with that offensive line, because that was not pretty. But I thought when I'm watching the game, if I'm a Jets fan, I'm going to say at least I'm not a Giants fan, because there's a little more hope with the Jets than there is the Giants. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of this program. Say good morning to those watching on Peacock, our streaming partner. Thank you for downloading the app, our radio affiliates. Going to have a play of the day, stat of the day, poll question. No NBA today or tonight, but a lot of MAC football, MACtion. The Michigan story continues to develop. Opening night for college basketball. Had some interesting moments there. The defending national champs, the UConn Huskies, the men's team, was a winner over Northern Arizona, whereas LSU, the defending women's team, got surprised last night. Colorado. Do you believe? I don't know if Deion will bring up the women's basketball team at Colorado and if we believe in them, but he'll join us in the final hour of the program. iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, nearly 400 cities carrying this program. All right, Seton, what's the poll question we're going to start out with? Hour one.
We can talk about the more frustrating franchise, Dan, the LA Chargers or the New York Jets?
The Chargers have... It's a different kind of frustration because the Chargers have the talent to be a Super Bowl contender. The Jets haven't had that talent. It's frustrating that they haven't been able to cobble together a competitive team or a consistent team. The Chargers, I just look at as it's an opportunity lost because eventually that window closes. It's like the Buffalo Bills. Buffalo Bills are a better version of that window closing opportunity to play in big games. The Chargers never even got to that level. And they do have talent. They got a good running back, a couple of good receivers. They got some impact defensive players. Justin Herbert. Herbert last night became the fastest player in NFL history with 1,500 completions. He did that in 57 games. 5 games faster than Patrick Mahomes and Matthew Stafford. Keenan Allen, 10,000 career receiving yards. So he joins Julio Jones, DeAndre Hopkins, Mike Evans, Travis Kelce, Devontae Adams on that list. They have moments. Austin Eckler, a couple of touchdowns last night. Austin Eckler last year was unbelievable. But it comes down to, do you believe in Brandon Staley as the coach? And is he ready for a big moment? Is Justin Herbert ready for a big moment? We thought he was last year. Then they lose to Jacksonville after a big lead. They're kind of puzzling and frustrating. But, you look at the schedule, and they do have that opportunity here. You know, you could go through the next, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Let's say you go 4-2. All right, you're 8-6. You're on the doorstep there. Yeah, Paulie.
It's frustrating, though, because the Chargers, so far this season, don't have a quality win. They lost to the Cowboys. They lost to the Chiefs. Lost to the Dolphins and the Titans. Quality teams. I'm fudging it with the Titans. But then they got their wins over the Vikings, Raiders, Bears, and Jets.
Yeah.
It's like you said, they have an opportunity here to either get their coach fired or get in the playoffs.
Yeah, there's a couple of teams, like the Dolphins. I don't know who the Dolphins are. As I said yesterday, I find them fascinating. They're interesting. I don't know if they're good. They have those moments where you go, oh, boy, nobody wants to face them. Well, they have to get into the playoffs before you say, oh, nobody wants to face them. And that could be the case. And I don't think the Jets are that far away. When I watch, I go, okay, they got a good running back. They got a really good wide receiver. Zach Wilson, as I said, is not the problem. He's just not the solution. If you're expecting him to be something more than what he is right now, then, I think you're fooling yourself. The defense is really good, and I thought the defense played well last night. They shut down the Chargers. You had a punt return. You had a fumble return for a touchdown. Other than that, I thought the Chargers' offense was pretty quiet. Yes, Todd?
Would the Jets be significantly better if they had a much better running quarterback based on their offensive line, if they had someone dynamic enough to get around that weakness?
Well, Zach Wilson's running. He's running for his life back there. I don't know if it matters. If he had Kyler Murray or Lamar Jackson, are they going to be better? Well, of course they will. But I just think we keep looking at Zach Wilson and expecting him to be somebody that he's not. And the Jets, we talked about this with, should the Jets have gone out and got Josh Dobbs? Like all of a sudden Josh Dobbs is this, coveted quarterback. He's been on 5 teams in the last, 2 months. But he does play well, and he has poise, and he's a little bit older. But if you do that, then you're saying to Zach Wilson, it's all over for you. And I think they had to find out what they have. And they have. Now they're waiting for Aaron Rodgers. But also Aaron Rodgers out there throwing the football. And you start to wonder, okay, Aaron Rodgers wants you to see him. That's why he does this. He doesn't do this at 2 p.m. He does this right before game time. He wants ESPN's cameras on him. He is very proud of his rehab, and good for him. He wants to prove there's alternative medicine out there. Good for him. But at what point, if he's ready to play, do you want him to play? And even if you're kind of on the cusp of the playoffs, because I think Aaron Rodgers is so determined to come back and play this year, and yes, he's getting paid, he wants to help his teammates, but he wants to, I think a bigger picture is, his take on modern medicine. Well, this is where Robert Saleh is going to have to come in, I think, at some point. And that is, he'll say, look, Aaron's been medically cleared. We've decided that we don't want him to play. Now, if they're playoff eligible, it's going to be that'll be a really difficult decision, I think. And Rodgers is going to want to play. Now, I don't think anybody is going to believe that the Jets are going to shut down Aaron Rodgers. If Aaron Rodgers is medically cleared, Aaron Rodgers is going to want to play. It's that important. But you have nine more games. Can he be ready? And with that offensive line, how do you feel? You've lost him for this season, for the most part. You don't want to lose him for next season. All right. What else do we have, Seton?
Well, off of the game last night, if you had to bet a week's pay, would you say Aaron Rodgers plays a regular season game or doesn't play at all this season? Okay. Regular season is an interesting caveat.
All right. I'll start with you, Todd.
I think he will find a way into the lineup at the end of the regular season.
All right. Seton O'Connor.
I don't think he will.
All right. Marvin?
No.
Paul?
Does not play this year.
I don't think he plays this year. I think he'll be healthy enough to play. I don't think he plays. I don't know if it's a medically cleared, but I don't think he plays. Robert Saleh, the Jets head coach, had this to say about his current quarterback.
Was this a step back for Zach, Robert?
I don't know if you could say step back. You know, there's, like I said, there's... It's all encompassing. You know, obviously he's going to want some things that he wishes he could have done better. It's just a little bit of everything. It's just one of those bizarre games. It just every time we had momentum, like I said, just a self-inflicted wound. Was it his best game? Obviously not. Was it his worst game? No, I'm not going to say it was even close to his worst game. But I think the entire offense, obviously we all could have been better.
Here's Zach Wilson on his performance.
I feel like I'm in best position I've ever felt mentally. My understanding of the game, I feel ready to be out there and be competing. And so that's what's so frustrating, and just not getting things done. You know, it's frustrating, and it starts with me finding a way. But, you know, I'm ready for the opportunity in the moment, and we got to find a way to get it done.
The Jets have 8 offensive touchdowns through 8 games. The Giants have 9 offensive touchdowns through 9 games. The last time you had 2 teams that were scoring 1 offensive touchdown or less through the first 9 games of a season was 2009. That's when the Raiders had 7. The Browns had 5 offensive touchdowns through 9 games.
Stat of the day, stat of the day. Stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes that one stat of the day.
Paulie?
We were a few minutes ago. You said which team has more hope going forward, the New York Jets or New York Giants? Jets have a great defense, and they have supposedly Aaron Rodgers coming back next year. The Giants, they got a couple great defensive linemen, but they also right now have the 4th pick of the draft. They could, you know, because of Daniel Jones' injury and how bad they are this year, they can get out of the Daniel Jones situation.
Yeah, but the Giants just traded away their best defensive lineman to Seattle, and Saquon Barkley. As much as I love watching him. I mean, the Giants are really nondescript.
They're a couple losses away from being in the Drake May window.
Yeah. But the Jets, Breece Hall, I like a lot. Garrett Wilson is really good. You got really good defensive players. And if you start with that cornerstone of we're a really good defensive team, it takes away the pressure of what Aaron Rodgers is going to have to do when he comes back. Really, you're only asking them to score a certain number of points, like 17. And then the defense, you know, hang on to the football. And if you can get us 17 points, I mean, it's not like the Baltimore Ravens back in 2000 when they sort of just said, give us 10 points and we'll win all the games with our defense. But you're pretty close to that. Yeah, Paulie.
Going back to the Chargers, over the past 22 seasons, their quarterbacks have been Drew Brees, Philip Rivers, and Justin Herbert, and they have not attended a Super Bowl.
Well, they've gone to a Super Bowl.
They watched it?
Yeah, Drew Brees has been at a Super Bowl.
But look at that. Look at the quarterback position. They've had Hall of Famer, even though they only had the early point of his career. Then Phil Rivers, very good quarterback, played for a long time. Justin Herbert, and nothing to show for it. Yeah. The Jets have had 15 quarterbacks.
Yeah. Yes, Marv.
Are the Chargers on their third generation of really good, talented teams? Like the Fouts, Kellen Winslow? Then they went to a Super Bowl with Stan Humphries and Natron Means.
Yeah.
The poor man's Jerome Bettis. And then you got Phillip Rivers, LaDainian, Antonio Gates, and now this crew, they're like year number 40 of, man, this could be the year.
Well, you can go back to the Chargers with John Hadle and Lance Allworth and Dickie Post. Gary Garrison, they had a really, really talented offensive team. But you're right. It feels like every decade it's another, oh, my God, the Chargers are loaded. And then it's another oh, man, they're loaded. And then they play like they're loaded because they're not dangerous. Thank you, Paul. Thank you. All right, so we'll settle on a poll question. Dion will join us a little bit later on, Tim Hasselbeck, next hour as we sort of slice and dice what happened so far over the weekend as we head into the second half of the season. Also, I have the odds right now for mid-season MVP, mid-season Defensive Player of the Year, mid-season Coach of the Year. We'll take a break and reveal those coming up right after this Dan Patrick Show.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Back by popular demand, Tim Hasselbeck. Great appearance last time he was on. Former NFL quarterback and works for the Mothership, although also the ACC Network. He will be in Chapel Hill. It's Duke and North Carolina coming up this Saturday on the ACC Network. Let me start with last night here. Let's start with the Jets. Can you pinpoint one major problem with this team? Like, what's the one that stands out?
Listen, I'm trying not to be crazy obvious. Look, I think the quarterback is a big major issue. It's just surprising to me. I think I see guys play sometimes, Dan, and it's like they're unlocked. They're free. They're not worried about making mistakes. And I just feel like there's an element sometimes when you watch other guys that they're just paralyzed. Like, I know they're better players than what we see. I know they're better athletes than what we see. But there's just something, whether like the building or the game plan or whatever it is, has just made them feel like, all right, they just want me to not screw up. Like, that's what they want me to not do. And I think when you do that, you're just not as good. Like, just there's an element of being, relaxed and confident that I think you know, there's a carefree to being able to play the position sometimes that I think is important.
But when you go to the line of scrimmage and you're thinking about blocking assignments, you're thinking about the pass rush, I mean, he's forced to think about other things. I don't know if he can have tunnel vision when he goes up there and goes, hey, it's just like when I was at BYU. I don't have to worry about anything. I can freelance. He doesn't have that opportunity with as bad as that offensive line is.
Yeah, no, that, I mean, listen, that's fair. Pass protection, I mean, just look around the league. Guys that play well, oftentimes it's because that week, like, they've got a clean pocket. I mean, there's just about everybody that's playing in the league is going to do better in that environment. I think what I'm more referring to is, like, look, you look at some of these quarterbacks that go out there. I'll give you, like, the kid in Chicago, Bajet, this week. I thought there was a carefreeness to how he played, like, which surprised me a little bit based on how he struggled the week before. I think you look at Josh Dobbs, and, like, you come into that environment, it's like, listen, man, like, I'm not going to bog myself down and slow myself down by thinking about all the bad things that might happen. Like, there's an element of cutting it loose. And I'm not saying be reckless, but I think there's an element of guys just looking hesitant at times. And I feel like you see that a little bit with Zach. And I think because of the O-line, because of just some of the things they're dealing with, like, you need him, you need his athleticism and his ability to be an asset, not something that doesn't shine through.
What is the major motivation for Aaron Rodgers to try to come back this year?
Listen, I think you just run out of time. Age, injury, like an appreciation for how old he is, what he's been through in his career. And then, you know, look, I think everybody that has had success like he's had or close to it, like, there's this chip, right, that in competitiveness that's different than other players. Like, there are plenty of people that are like, look, I'm making a lot of money. I'm going to get better. I'll see you next year. But I think there's an element of, look, I just did something that no one else has done. I think really, really great players are motivated by things like that. So, I think that those are probably the things that factor into him the most.
Feels like he wants to prove something modern medicine-wise. Like, that's really important. That's why he's out there throwing the football. He wants you to see. He wants you to chronicle this. He wants this to go viral. And look, you know, whatever his interpretation of modern medicine is and what he's pushing and what he believes in, good for him. Because if it works for him, that's all that matters. It feels like that might be at the front of this, that I want to get back. I don't know if he can play and help them, if he should come back and play, but it feels like there's a couple of different motivations, at least, you know, from the outside looking in.
Yeah, and listen, I think, you know, we're probably both speculating that that'd be the case. But how about this? Like, I don't disagree with you. So think about great players in that. When Adrian Peterson came back from his ACL injury, and it was 6 months, what did we do? Look at Adrian Peterson. This guy's not human. He's coming back from that injury after 6 months. And then next thing you know, it's like Wes Welker does his ACL. Like, oh, how fast is Wes coming back? And now all of a sudden, like, that's changed the game where we go, guy tore his ACL? Like, so what, man? Like, 6 months, he's going to be better than he was before. And, like, that doesn't happen with, like, the journeyman player. Like, that's not but it's the great player that does it. And now all of a sudden, he changes everyone's expectation for it. So, like, I think you're right. You know, like, only Aaron would really be able to tell us, but, like, if he changes the game in terms of tearing your Achilles and how you come back, that's a big deal to someone like him, I bet.
Daniel Jones tearing his ACL. Let me put you in the front office with the Giants. What are you going to do at the quarterbacking position?
I think you need to I don't think they've had their guy, I think, the contract this year. Like, I just haven't felt that way. I think the success last year was a little bit of fool's gold. I think Daniel's tough and competitive and all that. And I have a ton of respect for a guy that tears his ACL and I think tries to keep playing, not knowing how badly he hurt himself. Like, everyone's got to understand, like that's the type of competitor he is. That's great. But I know this. Like, you mentioned the game I have this weekend. I know a lot of people talk about Caleb Williams. Drake May is, to me, about as perfect of a prospect that I have ever seen in 15 years at ESPN. Like, there are good quarterbacks coming out in this draft. You're going to have a bad team. I understand, you know, you re-signed Daniel Jones to a big contract last year and all of that. I think if you're in the market for one of these guys that I believe is going to be really, really good, I think you got to get involved in that game. And Drake May, for me, Dan would be at the top of the list.
Tim Hasselbeck, ESPN ACC football analyst, former NFL quarterback. Let me stay on that because I think Orlovsky, we've had a couple of analysts who have been, we moved away from Caleb Williams because we wanted to bring in other quarterbacks into the conversation. And then I wondered, Michael Penix Jr. and Caleb, is it 1A, 1B, 1C in your opinion with these quarterbacks?
Here's what I think. I think in the evaluation process of these guys, well, first off, all three of them ridiculously talented, right? And I think a lot of people are going to say, yeah, this guy's good enough, productive enough, projects enough to be a first rounder. I think when people sit down and talk to Drake May, I think that it's going to look like there's nothing wrong with them. I think when you talk through, he's going to be a better pro than college player. His size, his athleticism, the way he moves, like he to me is already like will be in a class of just physically talented, and then also size, ability, how he sees things to Herbert and Mahomes and Josh Allen. Those guys that are like every bit of 6'4 to 6'6, run crazy, see it well, insanely competitive. Like he's gonna be like that. He's checking all of those boxes. And then he's just a young kid still that I think is going to get better in the pros when you can control the game because of how smart he is. So
okay. I'm going to give you the number one pick, Tim. Tim, you're the Cardinals. You're on the clock.
Yeah. I'm taking him.
Taking Drake May.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a quick answer.
Yeah. I am.
Yeah.
So, I think that, and look, I haven't, because I do ACC games, Dan, I haven't had a Washington game. I haven't had an SC game. But, I'm watching the stuff like everybody else. I just know that, from talking to people and seeing what he's like in the building and just his competitive nature combined with his ability. Like, he does things that other guys just don't do that I think really translates to the next level.
Let me ask you a couple of NFL questions. How does Baltimore physically dominate? They dominated the Lions and they dominated Seattle. Those are teams that I wouldn't think would be physically dominated. What is it that Baltimore is doing and what makes them a sneaky Super Bowl pick?
Yeah, I think defensively we all would probably agree they've got an aggressive physical front. So, they're not going to get bullied by anybody on that side of the ball. And then I think offensively, as much as we've talked about, hey, this passing game is going to be different. And I think that there are elements of, in the pocket passing that have definitely improved. Because of the nature of what they can do offensively with their personnel, meaning, the guys up front, their tight end, their fullback, the backs that they have, and then the threat of what the quarterback can do, giving you a number count advantage in the run game. Like, run game is numbers and angles, and so they get extra elements of that because of their quarterback. That helps you be physical. And then they've done a good job with some of the passing game stuff off of it. So I think that is what makes them special, what makes them a team that could beat Kansas City, could beat Miami, could beat any of these other teams in the AFC on the way to the Super Bowl.
Who do you have a better sense of who they are, the Dolphins or the Cowboys?
I think I have a better sense of who the Dolphins are than the Cowboys. And I will say this, I actually came away Sunday night more impressed with Dallas than less impressed. Like, I think it was easy to be like, hey, I'm going to focus on this last 70 seconds of the football game and be like, oh, Dallas, what a disaster. But really, I was like, I saw a quarterback play extremely well. I thought Dak did a good job running when he needed to run. He certainly passed the ball extremely well. I thought that the defense did a good job of not allowing Philadelphia to run the football. There are obviously elements that game could have been different. So I do think I'm encouraged by Dallas. But what I do know about Like, I know there's an identity in Miami, like, of what they want to do, how they want to do things. And I think that it takes a lot for them to get away from that. Whereas, like, I feel like with Dallas, you could get a game where, you know, Pollard has 28 carries, and then you could get a game where he has 6 carries. Like, I just don't think that you're that unsure about what you might see from Miami.
You played under Andy Reid in Philly. You played under Steve Spurrier in Washington. What's the biggest difference between those two?
Well, I would say this. The one constant, before I go there, what constant is, like, I think both guys actually did a great job of having you be, like, relaxed. Talking about quarterbacks getting paralyzed and stuff. Like, I think Coach Spurrier, because he played the position, you know, he was great at getting guys open. He wanted you to be relaxed. And he does the same exact thing. You know, I just would say probably the biggest thing with Andy is, even though he is relaxed, like, there's no stone unturned. Like, the level of detail for a guy that's very relaxed, that keeps team meetings really short, I think is remarkable. That's a really hard balance of not being somebody that's like, hey, you know, don't forget to do this, but don't forget to do that. And, oh, yeah, hey, if the safety's high, then remember we're checking this. Like, and all of a sudden, like, you can paralyze somebody. Like, he's details, but also relaxed, you know? And I think that's really cool. So, hey, I want to do this. I was listening to the show, Dan, and I can't get off this segment without being like, thank you for your advice on, you know, father of the bride speeches, groomsmen speeches. Like, I was at, you know, I've been at so many weddings. I left one not that long ago with my brother, and it was like, hey, listen, there should be a college class on rehearsal dinner speeches or wedding speeches. Like, we don't need to hear about the time that, like, you were nearly arrested after the Limp Bizkit concert. Like, we don't need that. Like, now's not the time. Like, give the compliment. Like, it's okay, right? Let's go.
Have you ever given a speech, best man speech?
I've given a best man speech, brother's wedding, friend's wedding. I have a daughter who's in high school, so I'm not there yet. But, like, I heard you talking about, like, where you'll be one time with that. Like, listen, I'm showering with praise at that point. Okay, like that. Like, yeah. I'm not going in. It's not the time to give a hard time.
You didn't give me your favorite Spurrier story. You have to have a few of those.
I have a very good Spurrier story. We were playing the Giants. I don't know if I told this before. We're playing the Giants, and it snowed like 5 inches in New York the night before. So they plow the field before the game, but it's freezing cold. And then, you know, it's the second half, and it's freezing out still. And I just remember I'm sitting on the bench. You know, they got the heaters coming out of them, and I'm right next to Lavernius Coles. And Coach Spurrier comes over to us, and our defense is on the field. It's like third down, and we're freezing, and he's spacing the two of us, and he's freezing. And LC looks up at him, and he's like, hey, Coach, and he kind of moves over. And he's like, you can sit down if you want. And he's like, oh, LC, I wish that I could. I wish that I could.
He was different. He didn't care about the defense. Did he even know the guys' names on the defense there in Washington?
I'm sure he knew the names. I will say this, and I know, you know, that time didn't work out, but I feel like, you know, there's something to learn from any good coach. He obviously is a really, really good coach. And there are a lot of things I learned from him. And listen, every level is different. Every situation is different. But at least for me, he was a lot of fun for me to play for.
Safe travels down there to North Carolina. Thanks for joining us again, Tim.
Cool. Thanks, Dan.
Tim Hasselbeck, ESPN, also working for the ACC, former NFL quarterback. He's got Duke of North Carolina. Tim's in love. Tim's in love with Drake May. You know, we had Ryan Leaf who said, I'm taking Michael Penix Jr. I think Orlovsky said, I'm taking Drake May. Tim Hasselbeck, I'm taking Drake May. Yeah, Paulie?
I would say that 4 months ago, Caleb Williams was one of the biggest sure things, number one draft picks of our lifetime. I mean, that it's hard to remember that, but it wasn't even a topic 4 months ago. he would have been better off almost not playing this year or being injured with his stock or something. I don't know what's going on, but I don't know if this is a media's opinion or NFL opinion, but it's changed a lot.
Yeah, and I think he's more valuable this year to his team than he was last year. I think he's been asked to do more, tried to do more, and that defense didn't help out. It feels like Drake May, though, has not been in the spotlight. And when you're in the spotlight, more people are going to pick you apart. And I think that's what's happened with Caleb Williams, that there may be, we've seen this, but man, what he does is special. And Michael Penix is really talented, too. His ball placement, I mean, that's all next-level stuff. Drake May, I mean, Bo Nix is going to be in the mix. I don't know where Deion's son, Shedeur Sanders, probably end of the first round. Although I found it strange where Mel Kiper, after Shedeur Sanders had a couple of big games, oh, he's going to be a first-round pick. Well, was he a first-round pick at Jackson State or because he looked good against Nebraska and TCU? And is he still a first-round pick? Everybody jumped on the Colorado bandwagon like, oh, my God, they're going to compete for a national championship. Shedeur Sanders, you know, like Heisman candidate, like, you know, slow down with all of this. And it's almost like the media expectations got too high after TCU, that Colorado was chasing that and still chasing that. So when they lose these games like last weekend, like, I'm not surprised because they're not a good team. They're an interesting team. They're not a good team, consistent team. And I'll talk to Deion about that. They just don't have, you know, the military, you know, it's like having the Army. You got the Air Force and the Navy. They need the Army there as well to help them. All right, we'll take a break back after this.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up, and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost, reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. Colorado football is 4-5 on the season. They lost three straight. They lost to Stanford in overtime, UCLA, Oregon State. Upcoming games, host Arizona at Washington State and then at Utah. And the head coach of the Buffs, Deion Sanders, joining us on behalf of California Almonds. Almonds help with exercise recovery, and you can stay in your prime. Coach Prime never takes a day off, which is why he eats almonds daily to be smart about his recovery. Deion joining us. Deion, thanks for joining us. How long does a loss stay with you?
Oh, my God. That's the way to come right out the gate swinging, Dan. I wouldn't expect anything less. That's why I love you. That's why I love you. They don't leave. They have their own little places of solitary confinement, and they don't leave. They don't. You got to understand, Dan. The reason it's so tough for me, we hadn't lost a regular season game in 2 years at Jackson. And before that, it was like three or four straight state titles in high school. So this is mentally, it's not an easy ride. But you know what you signed up for.
But it is a roller coaster ride. Where do you think you are on that roller coaster ride?
Well, I'm glad you asked, because I just happened to have several statistics that I showed our team this morning. Defensive overview. We have 18 turnovers. That's tied for fourth in the country. We have 8 fumbles recovered. That's tied for fourth in the country. We have 10 interceptions. That's tied for 7th in the country. 23 sacks. That's tied for 12th in the country. 36% stop rate in the end zone. That's tied for 4th in the country. And compared to 2022, they only had 9 sacks in the whole season. And we have 23 now. And offensively, it's some of the same thing. Like, 2022, this offense averaged 14.8 points per game. Now we're averaging 30.7. Passing, they had 1,700 yards, 8 TDs, 8 interceptions. Of course, Shador, 24 touchdowns, 3 interceptions, you know, averaging 320 yards a game. Rushing, we're like luster. We're not doing anything. But sometimes you got to show these young men, as well as the coaches in the locker room, you got to show them that, I understand we're not where we want to be, but we're trending in the right direction. It's a tremendous amount of progress. And the best thing about everything, Dan, is we got our butts kicked once. Oregon kicked that flat out butts. It was no win. When we got out the darn plane, it was 30-0 on the scoreboard. That's what we saw. But every other game, we've had an opportunity to win. And we came up short because we don't know how to win, and we don't have the personnel yet that we need to be who we desire to be. But we've had opportunities, great opportunities.
How frustrating is it when you played, you could control part of this?
Right.
When you coach, you got control, but not player control.
You are really good. How many years is that for you?
40.
That's a great question. Because that's tough. And everybody says, are you nervous before the game? No, I ain't playing. I wish I could have some type of, you know, so I am living vicariously to two guys out there, you know, one plays safety and one plays quarterback. So I'm living vicariously to those guys with Sanders on the back of their jerseys. But you're exactly right. You can't control the things you want to do, things you want to see, things that you know is going to happen. You wish to God that you had some kind of, I wish it was like an electric football set that you could just move them in hit the button. But we don't have that autonomy to do so.
Most parents watch their kids and they're nervous. They're rooting. They're in the stands. You're watching your kids, but you're coaching your kids. How different?
Not at all. It's all I know. I don't know no other way. Shiloh went to South Carolina, so he got from up under the umbrella for a year and a half. Shador, only time he ever played without me was when I was in the hospital with these blood clots in Jackson. So he's really never played without me in his life. So we don't know no other way. That's normalcy for us from the time they were coming out the cradle able to play until now. And I love it. We love it.
How long do you celebrate a win?
Right when the last second ticks off the clock, I'm on to the next.
Oh, so you don't savor a victory?
No, I can't, because I'm so, it's like, you know, shoot, David defeated Goliath. All right, what's next? Like, let's go. I don't have time to sit up there. I've never been like that in the NFL, college football, now coaching. I've never been like that. I'm ready to go to the next. I'm a man of challenges. I love challenges, man. I love challenges. So after we've conquered, I'm on to the next. Now, when we get conquered, that lingers with you. Like we started off with that, that stays with you, because now you're trying to think about, okay, I should have did this. I could have did that. I could have did that. I should have did that. You're thinking about the idas.
What have you learned about yourself this year?
I need to involve patience with some aspects of coaching in regards to, I want to win right now. And I know we can, because I can see it, but I do know where we come up short. And I know the inconsistencies that we have. And sometimes you try to mask it with certain things, but you know deep down what you need. And with me, man, I'm open book. You know, I've been shooting you straight ever since we met. So when I'm sitting in your seat or on the couch there, I'm going to always be honest. And sometimes when you're honest, you're too honest for media, and they can't handle it. Everybody's not as poised as you. They can't see through the smoke. But when I'm telling them the truth, you know, they think it's a lie. But when I'm telling them really how I am or how I feel, they think more of it. And it's instead of just saying, man, shoot, he's being forthright. He's being straight up. But sometimes they're not used to that kind of honesty.
And I will tell you this, that I said this when the season started, that I thought you were probably 7 to 10 players away, that you had top end talent. You didn't have the military on the ground. You needed an army. You had some generals. And then you beat TCU. And then I think everybody, like, it sped up the process. So now you're kind of saying, hey, did you set the expectation level maybe too high too soon?
No, because I've always been forthright and said, okay, slow down. We're not where we're going to be. See, they thought I was going to change. No, I'm not going to change. I'm the same guy when I lost. I'm the same guy. I'm happy. I'm excited. I'm leading. I'm telling you the truth, telling you what's up. But I've also said, even the first time we got our butts kicked, I said, hey, guys, you better get me now. We about 8 to 10 guys away. Get me now. And I was being honest. Get your licks now, because I know where we're going. I know where we're headed, because I can see. I'm at every practice. Shoot, I know these kids. I talk to them. I meet with them. I counsel them. I love them. And I know their shortcomings, and I know where they're strong, and I know where they're weak, as well as the coaching staff. Like, I know these men that we've gathered together to call coaches. I know what we have in-house.
While we're being honest, I critiqued you when you came in and you got rid of those kids at Colorado, but the video, and I don't mind that you do it because it's a business, but the video went viral and I felt bad for those kids. So just wanted to...
I don't know why. Well, let me tell you this, because this is something you may not know. Maybe 20 kids we may have sat down with and said, you know, we may head in a different direction. I don't know if this is going to work out. Everybody else quit, man. They quit. Like, you can't hold me responsible. And some guys you attributed to us, they weren't even on the roster. I remember one kid made a big deal out of he couldn't get his film. We wasn't here. For the walk-on tape that you wanted, we weren't even here. We weren't even a part of the program.
Like, why would they quit your program?
Because when you see, if I go out there and I see Jordan and the Dream Team practicing, and I'm sitting up there saying, I don't know if this is going to work out for me. I don't know if I can play. For God bless the late, great Bob Knight. He's a little too animated and forthcoming. I don't know if I could do that. And they want to play football. So now kids don't tough it out. They shut it down. That's why we created the portal, isn't it? this so they could get another option to go and do what they really want to do and play like they desire to play. So that happened. We had kids when we had the during spring game. Everybody but three defensive linemen quit that week of, like it was going to hurt us. And we're like, so, I mean, that's truly what happened. So we got accredited for a lot of kids that we shouldn't have got accredited for.
He's Deion Sanders joining us on behalf of California Almonds. Coach Prime never takes a day off, which is why he eats almonds daily to be smart about his recovery. What makes for a good pitch man?
Honesty, sincerity, passion. Honesty, sincerity, passion. Like, I really eat almonds. Like, I really eat KFC. I you know, some of the things I endorse, I really do. It's not just, hey, let me line myself up with this company. No, no, I really do this stuff. So the authenticity, I think you can see it bleed through the TV or the or when it doesn't, you can say, hey, man, come on, man, be for real.
Who do you think's the best pitch man? Have you taken any advice or you watch somebody and say, oh, you know what? I'm going to sell something like that.
No, I haven't, because we've been at this for a long time. It's sort of like this is the third quarter of life. You know, you had that first game out of college, you had prime time, then you went to prime. Now it's coach prime. This is like the third quarter. Like, we're still going and we win it.
How would you have done an NIL?
Oh, my God. That would have been spectacular, because people get misconstrued with NILs and collectives. Most people are boasting with collectives. When you know, alumni put a bunch of money in the pot and give to the kids, you only see maybe several kids in the whole country with NIL deals. I mean, that's the truth, that they're endorsable. It's hard for a business or CEO to say, I'm going to put this much money on a kid. We don't know if the kid drank, smokes. We don't know what he's going to get into with his girlfriend. You don't know. You really want to take that risk as a CEO. So you want to let that kid get into college and develop a little bit first, so you really get to know him a bit. So that's an NIL. And we just happen to have two of the lead NIL earners in college football with Travis Hunter and Shador.
What car would you have been driving at Florida State?
I probably had a driver. Let's just get this
one. You'd had a chauffeur?
Yeah. Let's get this straight. I'd had a driver. Yeah. So let's make sure we get that straight. I'd had a driver for sure.
You love your goals. You have goals. You have goals that you set. But is the NFL a goal eventually in your life?
Coaching?
Yeah.
No, not whatsoever. I don't think I'm built for the NFL. I don't think, because I appreciate the game so much, and I respect the game so much of what the game has consistently done for me for a multitude of years, that when I see a guy getting paid millions and millions of dollars and he has no respect for the game, does not want to excel and exceed expectations in the game, I'm going to have a true problem. So I'm the kind of coach that would go out there with 53 and come back at the halftime with about 32. Because I can't do it. Like, I'm too brutally honest, and I want to win that much. And I need everybody that respects the game. And oftentimes, money clouds that judgment. That is happening in college football. Money clouds that love and that passion for the game.
What if it's a package deal with you and Shador?
Don't forget Shallow, by the way. Don't forget Shallow.
Eventually he's coming.
Yeah, sure. They're going to come out the same year, next year.
Okay.
They better not try to leave Daddy this year, by the way. I don't know. I don't know. I haven't thought, man, I'm trying to win a game. I'm not thinking down the street that far. I haven't thought like that. That's a great thought process, though.
What was going through your mind when you're in hospital having surgery?
Thank you, Lord. It's hard to fathom. But I'm serious, Dan. It was, thank you, Lord, that you chose me, because I don't know a lot of people that can deal with this. I think I had 9 surgeries in a matter of days. You know, like it was cut and dried. If I'm gonna make it, then okay. If I'm gonna have my leg, okay. And now if I'm gonna have my foot, so all those different things was going through your mind, and you want to make sure, okay, did I give enough love to my kids, or, you know, to my mother and my sister? Like you think about all those different things.
I just remember when you showed us your toes, when we were in Houston and you took off your shoes, sock.
Yeah, that's when I had all of them.
That was tough having lunch that day after seeing that. That was tough. I was like, I don't know what we had for lunch, but it reminded me of your foot. And I go, man, that was nasty. That,
but it's so funny that, you know, the blood clots, it was hereditary. And just sometimes I look down now like, hey, Lord, thank you. Like, I never said, why me? Never questioned God, never questioned the path, never anything. I knew it was going to be something tremendous on the other end, and now I'm living it.
Okay, how fast could you run the 40 right now?
I could beat probably three quarters of my friends right now.
and they have all their toes.
They have all.
Hey, great to connect with you again. Good luck the rest of the season here. Thanks for joining us.
Right. And how long has it been? Because you're a legend, man.
I've been doing it 40 years.
Wow.
Yeah, 40 years.
That is awesome.
But, you know, I set out to have a long shelf life. I wanted to make sure I did it right and continue to do it that way.
Well, I appreciate that distinguished voice and your honesty, your integrity, just how you've always treated me, man. I got love for you, man. You're a good dude.
Thank you.
You're
one of the good
ones. Thank you. Appreciate you, brother. Thank you.
That's Deion Sanders joining us on behalf of California Almonds. Coach Prime never takes a day off, which is why he eats almonds daily to be smart about his recovery. Let me take a break. We'll process that. Had some funny lines in there, some interesting things to say. Last call for phone calls, what we learned, all of that right after this.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because mm-hmm. they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.